Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining you from my Central Texas Command Center. I'm up here at the mothership, the GCN Radio Network, right outside Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the beautiful town of Burnsville. And we're going to be live here today for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones. In fact, I'm going to go to your calls in the next segment, and I am going to go in rapid fire to your calls. So have your questions, your comments, your points ready. Toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I do this a few times a month. It's kind of like Washington Journal. Any issue you want to talk about, any news report you want to analyze, any piece of propaganda you want to discuss, look at this right here in front of me. This is the front page of the Star Tribune, the newspaper of the Twin Cities, and I'm looking at their Metro edition. Should women be shielded from combat? And it's got a picture of a black female U.S. Army, looks like a private, with her 9mm Beretta in her hand, marching about in a crowd of men. And many societies have tried to put women in combat. It does not work, and we end up with stuff like Private Lynch, which the White House then created a fable around her story. It was a complete fraud, and Bill Clinton got in trouble for trying to put women in combat. But that was because he was an evil liberal. Now George Bush has been trying to do it for the last 4+ years, and it's being almost completely ignored. So we can discuss that little item. Just to show you the nanny state, the total control. You know, different states and the federal government are moving to tax food, all prepared meals, and regulate what you do. Well, over in England, Nanny Prescott wants to control the temperature of your bath, this on the London Telegraph, with little sensor controllers on all of the hot water heaters in the British Isles. And, of course, we also have the federal initiative going through the state at the California level, the state level, where they want to have federal computer controls on all air conditioners where they can decide when and how you can use your air conditioner. All micromanagement at every level of society. We'll be getting into that. Also, I haven't really read any of the subsections of Patriot Act 2 in over a year. Back in early January of 2003, days after the text of the introduced bill was released to the public, while Ashcroft was still denying that it even existed, oh, yes, my friends, we got the legislation, and I wrote a detailed analysis of it. A lot of people had trouble believing what was in the analysis, but they checked it out for themselves, and I won second place of the Project Censored Awards, which I was honored to win. But the point is, their people went and checked out my facts and found them to be accurate. Since then, people found even worse stuff in Patriot Act 2. The analysis by the lawyers at Gun Owners of America was even more egregious than some of the things that I discovered, because it's such a labyrinthine 400-plus page bill with all of its connections to the U.S. Code, which makes it even more lengthy. But we almost have a daily example of the Patriot Act and Homeland Security being used against law-abiding people. And here's one out of the Kentucky Courier-Journal by James Malone. Pastor who bought books online got FBI file. He was actually researching Islam, exposing Islam. He bought a Koran so that he could get the particular passages out that he thought were so egregious. And now he has trouble leaving the country, going to Canada, traveling, getting on planes. So we'll get to that article. Britain's spy agency protected top Nazi war criminal. We'll get to that. Also, I'm sure you've heard that South Texas towns are not allowed to speak English in court or in court documents. 5 towns now. El Cenizo, the first, about 7 years ago. And I'm sure you've heard about the billboards saying L.A.'s Mexico. Well, the new thing is in Medford, Oregon, where they fly the Mexican flag at the government offices above the American flag. And generals offer a sober outlook on the Iraq war. That's the tip of the iceberg. Your calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I saw Star Wars last night. I have a horrible review of it coming up as well. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, my friends, it is May 20th, 2005, on this live Friday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've got a lot of really serious news and information, and of course, we already have loaded phone lines. We'll be going to Daryl, Ken, Russell, Tony, Jason, and many others here in just a few minutes that heard me give out the toll-free number there in the first little segment of the broadcast. But last night, I flew into Minnesota because I've only been up to the network two or three times in the past, and I've been on the GCN Radio Network for over, 6 years now, and so I figured I better go up and, visit them every couple of years. And so I jumped on an airplane yesterday afternoon and got here about 9 o'clock, and Ted Anderson picked me up at the airport, and I said, let's go see Star Wars. So we pulled into a theater, and contrary to popular belief, the theater was about a third of the way filled. And so Ted Anderson and one of his nephews was also along. We all sat there and watched it, and our analysis of it, our review of it, was basically, we were all in unison that it was pretty cheesy. The special effects were pretty good, but I've got some major problems with this film. And you might be asking, Alex, why are you starting the broadcast with the discussion of Star Wars? Because it's such a powerful phenomenon in the media society that we've become, where media is king, media is God. It is the biggest group of movies in world history, and it's affected so many different areas of our society. And, of course, there have been hundreds of mainstream news articles the last few months drawing parallels between how the emperor uses crises, terror attacks, basically, that he creates as a pretext to set up a police state and sweep aside the last remnants of the republic. So the plots of episode 1, 2, and 3, I would call them excellent. But the actors and, I mean, folks, I've seen after school specials that have better acting than this. And then, of course, the worst thing was Hayden Christensen, who is not a heroic actor, or I mean, he's certainly not a John Wayne or a Arnold Schwarzenegger type. The guy's a joke. And then to see him wear the Darth Vader Dark Lord suit, and to see Darth Vader about 2 feet shorter, and to see, have any of you ever seen that comedy piece by Mel Brooks, Spaceballs, where the guy's about 3 feet tall and has this giant helmet? Well, that's almost what Darth Vader looks like in this movie. It is ridiculous. Of course, in the first film, episode 4, that came out in 1977, they used William Prowse, a 6'7" champion bodybuilder who had a lot of physical presence. No, this time, the nerds over at Skywalker Ranch put a bunch of blithering twits and geeks, and it just is disgusting to see such a good plot line being ruined by this. And also, you'd watch one part of the film, and it'd have really good special effects, really good computer work, and blue screen that they had used to create this amazing universe, this fictitious, fictional universe. And then you'd see other areas of the animation or of the star fields, and it looked like something, again, from some cheesy sci-fi channel production. In fact, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was given the Battlestar Galactica miniseries by a friend. He said it was real good, and I watched it, and I thought it was excellent. Great acting, great special effects. I would give it 4 stars out of 5, and I would give Star Wars 2.5. I mean, I've just got to say it, folks. It was really disappointing. All right, now, that aside, I've now spent about 3 or 4 minutes on something that on the surface is completely mindless. You know, we don't talk about pop culture here, other than the fact that Star Wars does expose government-sponsored terror, and Lucas has admitted it's based on secret societies. And there's also kind of a angle here in the film with child sacrifice. So there's a lot of different elements that tie into the Thule and Thule Society and the people that funded Hitler and those that set up Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. You know it as the Illuminati. They call themselves the Order of Death. Hey, that's nice, John. John figured out how to pump me audio into my headset. Or did that just magically happen? This is amazing. I mean, all the years I've been doing talk radio, 9 years talk radio, coming up on 11 years on TV, when I do talk radio, I always get the audio of my voice back in my head. And, you know, back in my ears. And they have it set up where you hear the callers and the music and the computer when it's playing ads, but you don't hear your own voice. And I was like a 2-year-old that had lost their teddy bear at the nighttime or something. I was very distraught and having trouble with my poise and beginning to start bumbling here. But all of a sudden, magically, I'm looking at John through the glass, sitting there doing a great job, but not moving his hands, and suddenly I've got audio. So God has blessed us, because, John, you were telling me this studio is not set up to send us our own audio, correct? That is correct, but just magically, I now am getting my own audio. This is very nice, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I mentioned during that first little segment, because I'm going to go to your calls almost immediately. I'm going to do that here in just a minute. Then I want to spend a lot of time today, because I tend to get desensitized. You know, back when we first got Army War College documents in 1998 and January of 2000 saying they're going to put microchips in all of us, it's going to be the law, they're going to use the fad-driven society, the Hollywood-driven society, the VIP society to sell us this. They actually say that in some of the documents. You know, I would get really upset and pull my hair out, almost literally, yell and scream on the air, you know, perseverating on the subject. But then now, Mexican Attorney General wants to put microchips in his employees. They want to go to work. And, yeah, the military wants to do it. And all these police chiefs are getting in here in the U.S. And, you know, Sean Hannity says all the children need microchips. I tend to get desensitized and conditioned just because we've heard about microchips being implanted into so many times from the mainstream media that I quit covering it. It becomes old hat. The same thing's happened with the Patriot Act, too. I have fallen down on the job. You know, I first wrote an analysis of Patriot Act 1 days after it was passed, October 27, 2001. And then days after they enrolled Patriot Act 2 on January 6, 2003, I wrote the first detailed analysis, about 12 pages long, of the bill, subsection by subsection, with links to the actual subsections of the bill itself, so you can check out my analysis. And I talked about it for a year or so and put a lot of it in my video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. But I hadn't really gotten into it much the last few years. I mean, we've talked about it some as 400-plus cities, and now I guess I'm told six states. It's not five anymore. Six states have thrown it out. But now they're trying to expand what they haven't been able to pass in Patriot Act 2, because they've already passed some of the subsections in the Intelligence Enhancement Act and a few others. But they haven't been able to pass the entire Domestic Security Enhancement Act. They've been unable to get that job done. Well, now they're just not having hearings on this huge issue that everybody wants to have hearings on, and they're having secret hearings in the intelligence committees in the House and Senate. And so I think it's important that we go back over what is in Patriot Act 2. Finally, the mainstream media, the Associated Press, and a few big newspapers are actually covering that they won't even need rubber stamp warrants, whereas now under Patriot Act 1, a judge just signs a big blanket warrant, and then they go out and search whoever they want. Now there won't even be warrants. There won't even be subpoenas. There can be secret arrest, national DNA databases for everybody. Literally dozens and dozens of very egregious, totally un-American, Nazi-slash-Sovietized type provisions. So I wanted to go over that later in this hour after we take these calls, and then I wanted to mesh it with the latest report of what the Patriot Act of Homeland Security is doing to average people. Pastor who bought books online got FBI file. He bought a couple Korans and some other things for their religion study group. He was exposing in church why he thinks the Muslim religion is a bad thing and why Christianity is good, which is his right to do, and which I predominantly agree with him and think he's doing a good job. But regardless, let's say he was a Muslim buying Korans. How is he going to get on a list now and not be able to fly, not be able to go into Canada? And so Raymond Payne first learned that the FBI might be interested in him when he tried to cross the border into Canada last fall for some sightseeing, and the rest is history. Another article, Cashless Society, wave and pay with wireless credit cards. They're going to make you basically switch over to this in the next few years. Another one here, FBI calls animal rights activists worst terror threat. Really? Yeah, and the Border Patrol's been ordered to stand down. So that's coming up, too. I'm going to go over some of the subsections from my analysis, Secret Patriot Act 2 destroys remaining U.S. liberty, total police state takeover, the Secret Patriot Act 2 destroys what is left of American liberty, that I wrote on 2-11 of 03. Right now, let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Then we'll go to break and come back and talk to others. Daryl, welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
And I just want to make a couple of very quick items. Since you're up there in Burnsville, I want to say that the board operators at Genesis are fantastic folks who do an outstanding job day in and day out building call-ins and also handling the guests, et cetera. I've called in a number of times, Alex, on your show and said that your videos are the best, and they really are, and I would just urge folks to get all of them that they can as quickly as they can and get them out to other folks. And your websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are also the best, in my opinion. Just tons of great information, articles, editorials up there. And I'd urge folks to go up, print off copies, and hand them out to them.
Well, I appreciate that, Daryl. Almost everything that I bring up on the broadcast, I have the bills, the documents, the news articles in front of me. I mean, right now, they're here in front of me.
And you got a great search engine on there also where they can just type in some names, torture, Guantanamo Bay, et cetera, and get a ton of great articles to print off for their friends.
Yeah, this stuff is all hidden in plain view.
And the final thing, Alex, I just want to say God bless and protect you and Violet, Paul Joseph Watson, and anybody that contributes to helping keep your website up, putting out the great videos, et cetera. You and Violet do a tremendous job.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Have you seen the new film, Martial Law?
Yes, I have. I have it, and it's great. But all of your videos are. I mean, Masters of Terror, the 911 Road to Tyranny, all three police states. Videos are great.
Well, give me your real take on it. I mean, I think Martial Law is my best film. What do you say?
I say it ranks right up there with Masters of Terror. I love that one because I love history. But
well, that has the most information.
Yeah. They're all great, Alex. And God bless you. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, Daryl. All right, Ken, Russell, Tony, Jason, others, your calls are straight ahead. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Let's go right back to your calls. Russell, actually, Ken's up next. Ken in New York. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Alex. Now, with the election of Antonio Villaraigosa as Los Angeles mayor, it's now official and complete, the La Reconquista in Los Angeles. And while that's going on in Los Angeles and in the rest of the Southwest where you are in Texas, there's also just the plain old Conquista going on in other parts of the country. You just mentioned Medford, Oregon. That's kind of interesting. But I'd just like to relay a few things.
Well, for those that don't know, because I said that in the first little segment, placing the Mexican flag above Old Glory, Mexican flag flies an Oregon employment office above the American flag. See, it's not enough to not fly the American flag in five South Texas towns and not allow English in court proceedings. Now, Oregon is part of the Aztec Kingdom.
Right, and that's a government building. That's what's really amazing.
And the government's behind it. Go ahead.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, I called the FCC and the FTC over an issue. And the first word I heard from the recorded message was gracias. I know a little Spanish, being here in New York, there's a large Puerto Rican population.
That means thank you.
Right. And what I got from the rest of the greeting was, if you want to continue in English, press 1. That's the first thing I heard. As if Spanish was the primary language in the country. And then I called up, I read about this in a newspaper, that if you call Chase Manhattan MasterCard Services, you will be greeted with a Spanish first greeting. And then if you want to continue in English, you press 1.
And yeah, and Spanish is only 11%.
Right.
Of the country, but that doesn't matter. See, the government wants this. They want to break America down. We'll be a nice little third world slave state very soon if they have their way.
And two final things on that point. Senator Chris Dodd from Connecticut, who started his career, I think, in the Peace Corps, he gave a speech, according to the New American, to La Raza in Washington, and his address was in Spanish. Gave it only in Spanish. And then Senator Melvin Martinez from Florida, who was Bush's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, when Alberto Gonzalez was getting confirmed for his post, he gave his first speech on the Senate floor, and he gave it in Spanish.
And no, I know, sir, and I appreciate your call. And the things you're bringing up were absolutely true. I mean, why are they doing this? Because they plan to bring in tens of millions every few years, more from Latin America, to balkanize the country. I mean, this is the plan. Let's go to Russell in Florida. Thanks for the call, Ken. Russell, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I haven't been able to call you in a few weeks. Pleasure to be on. I want to first echo what Daryl said earlier about your films and about your website. They are what seems to be working for me to wake people up. I'm actually having a little showing tonight of martial law with a group of people, and I'll hand copies of them and then tell them to spread the word themselves, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Well, we've had a massive effect because of you, the listeners. I mean, just in my little fight against the New World Order, teaming up with the listeners, we've had a huge effect, and I mean, I really cannot even find words to describe how large it's been, but thousands of videos can turn into millions of videos by listeners making copies and then telling others that you give copies to make copies.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually also trying to have a large screening of it at one of the theaters here in Florida, in Melbourne. So hopefully that'll work, and it'll get the word out. I had a question regarding this new so-called scandal over these Saddam Hussein pictures.
Yes, the underwear photos.
Do you think it's just a psyop?
Of course it is. They released it on purpose and blamed some British newspaper. And it's just like the government released to CBS News some of the lighter torture photos when the general's own report was, you know, hundreds of times worse, raping, killing, beating to death, you name it. And imagine if they had our troops up there in their underwear. It's meant to enrage the Arabs further. Yeah. They'll then claim that it was a mistake. It's part of a Pentagon program called P2OG that Rumsfeld set up 3 years ago, $6 billion a year, to enrage the Arabs. That's the plan, to widen the conflict.
And then bring in the good cop, which is world government through UN or some other elite-controlled organization.
That's exactly how it's being done. Yeah, the UN poses like Bush is this evil tyrant who's running everything. Bush is their front man. Then they play the part of the good cop.
Well, their PR has been horrible, and all on purpose. So, you know, everything they've been doing is to enrage the Muslim world. So, I just figured it was a PSYOP, and I just want to get your point on it.
Clearly a PSYOP, and there's 100 reasons why. I mean, they don't release photos of Saddam for nothing. No, this is amazing. Thanks for the call. We'll get to Tony and Jason and others. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. A ton of news and your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, my friends, coming to you live from the GCN Radio Network studios up in beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul today. I'm just up here visiting for one day, and then I'm back to Central Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We're taking a lot of your calls today, wide open phones. We're just getting warmed up here. I'm going to just accelerate through them in the news as well. 1-800-259-9231. I get a lot of emails from listeners telling me I need to reintroduce what the New World Order is, go over what the Federal Reserve is, how the global government works, who the globalists are, what their plans are. And Jason and I tend to get sidetracked, but I'm going to write a note here. But will you also remind me, say the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, to not take calls and to just spend about 20, 30 minutes on the basic structure of the New World Order from my perspective and my studying. In fact, maybe on the computer screen there, type a note for me and just keep it up there, and I'll remember to do that. I'm really apt to get sidetracked and run down rabbit trails. Just two quick items, and then we'll go right to your calls. My new film, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, is out. It covers the police state, the latest 9/11 information, and who the globalists are, their occult background, the secret society that controls them. You really need to get this film, 3 hours on DVD, over 2.5 on VHS, and it's my best work, $25.95, second copy, $19.95, and it goes down like a few bucks each additional copy you get. Or buy one copy and make copies. Just please get it on Access TV. Please show it at your local VFW hall, at your local library. Show it to your college students, your high school students. I'm getting reports every week of colleges and high school teachers, conservatives, liberals, people that love freedom, that have gotten past those false terms, those labels, and that are standing up against the New World Order. I had somebody up here at Genesis today back there say, Alex, do you really hate George Bush as much as you say you hate him? And I said, look, George Bush is a puppet. Bill Clinton was a puppet. I don't even really hate George Bush. He is a front man for the New World Order, and I hate what they're doing to my beloved country. I hate what they're doing to our sovereignty and our borders. I hate what they're doing to our currency. I hate what they're doing with the tax system and property taxes, what they're doing with abortion, what they're doing to the Second Amendment. I hate what they're doing just everywhere. That's what I hate, because I love this country. And all we're trying to do is get the people more liberty and more freedom. And I'm a constitutionalist. I'm not a liberal or a conservative. And I love freedom. And I hope you love freedom, too. And I hope you'll get Martial Law, my friends. Toll-free number to order it, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order hard copies of the films via InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch clips of the films, read about them, look at all the specials on the website, or ask about the specials. There's a lot of them, so ask about them when you call or when you go to the website. Be sure and look for the specials. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, $5.95 a month. A cup of coffee, folks, costs $1 at a gas station, $1.50 at Starbucks. I mean, this is 15 cents a day, my friends. And you get 3 months for free when you get a yearly subscription. And we've now been operating PrisonPlanet.tv for 14 months. And there are just, I don't know, probably 300, 400, probably more than that, audio clips, interviews, my TV shows, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. There's just hundreds of things on there. More material going up every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're very proud of it. We thank you for your support. And then, of course, coming up Friday, June 3rd, boy, we're coming up on that date. I'm going to show Martial Law in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in downtown on Colorado Street at 7 and 10 p.m. Give a short speech at the beginning and have a 15, 20-minute question and answer after each showing, 7 and 10 p.m. The early showing or the late showing, Friday, June 3rd, coming up early next month, Alamo Drafthouse, downtown Austin, Texas. And then the next week, a single showing, June 8th, 8 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. You can get tickets via InfoWars.com, link right through to the movie theater chain's website, just like you know any of the big chains, and get your tickets right there, or you can get them at the door. All right, let's go ahead and go to Tony in Arkansas. Tony, go ahead.
It's an honor always to speak with you, Alex.
No, it's an honor to talk to you. Please.
Thank you, bro. Listen, just a couple of quick comments. Run through them as quickly as I could. I'm in a small town in central Arkansas, about 30,000 people, but I go to a pretty large-sized Baptist church. And one of our members is an owner of a radio station that broadcasts to the region here. And I've got a write-in program that we're trying to do to the large conservative radio station in Little Rock. It's not Clear Channel. I know they're NWO. It's Sentinel or something like that. But we're trying to get your program on. The one local here, he just runs country. It's small, you know, radio station, but he reaches potentially about 60,000 people. But he runs mostly country and western music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And how would we, and I've got some people writing into the big radio station, because they just put so much stupid things on the weekend, and they run, you know, like Sean Hannity and Rush and all that. But we thought if we could even just get an hour of your program on the weekends, who could we write to get a packet, or I don't even know how to go about that. How would we go about that? We know the person in our church that's at the smaller station, but I would love, I mean, they do Dr. Demento and stuff on the weekends and like mechanic stuff, and if we could just even get an hour, and I just don't even know who to contact, how we would go, like if I talk to this person at my church, which I'm gonna, how would we get like a packet from you to get to him?
Sure, let me try to go over that for you. In fact,
I appreciate it.
John, what's the extension for affiliate relations? Do you have a list of that? 183. Okay, when you call the station,
yes.
Number one, tell them to go to GCNlive.com. And I mean, we've got everything they want. We've got conservative talk shows, patriotic talk shows. There's even some what you'd call more progressive liberal talk shows on the network. There's gardening shows. There's very popular auto mechanic shows. There's Derry Brownfield,
right,
who for decades has been doing a land rights program, very anti-New World Order.
Yeah, he's
very
awesome.
A very good program. And altogether, I guess the GCN Radio Network has got over 200 affiliates, or more than that, between all the different hosts. But the big thing is, yeah, don't waste your time on Clear Channel or Infinity, but some of the other privately owned stations and some of the smaller groups do indeed pick up my broadcast and other broadcasts. So tell them to go to GCNlive.com. There's a list for affiliates, for people that want to be affiliates, a phone number. There's the digital satellites we've got. We've got the professional satellite they need. We lease one from Clear Channel because they're the folks that own them. So we've got a Clear Channel feed. We've got part of the time an ABC feed because they've got the big digital birds.
Right, right.
And we've got analog feeds. We've got frequency extender digital phone line feeds we'll provide them. We've got what they need if they want to pick up the broadcast. And almost every affiliate I've gotten is because, and I appreciate your call.
Okay, I have one more.
Let me just try to, I got a lot of callers, but let me just try to answer this question quickly. Almost every affiliate we've gotten has been from you, the listeners, calling stations. And also, it's been where I've been a guest. I mean, I've done 2,000 plus interviews since 9/11, but I've probably done 500 before 9/11. And these talk managers or owners had heard me on the air. I mean, I've talked to a lot of these owners, and they call me up at my office and want to talk to me. There's a bunch of them that have been calling lately. I've been so busy, I haven't been calling them back. That's bad. I haven't even called the network to give them their numbers. I'm just so busy. And they go, Alex, I thought you were totally full of it, but everything you said came true, and I'm putting you on our station in San Diego. Or, Alex, I'm putting you on our station, and, you know, just all over the place. Because everything I've talked about has come true. They thought I was a kook 5 years ago. Now, unfortunately, they've seen it come true. So that's another way we get affiliates. Real quick, your last question.
Just in being a member of Prison Planet TV, and I encourage anybody to get that as quickly as they can, because just look at the mock the terror thing they did a couple weeks back in D.C. where they rushed everybody out. If that had been the real next one that they're going to pull, you may wake up tomorrow and your ISP not open up to Patriot websites like Prison Planet and others when they declare martial law. So it's important that people get that immediately and get out their friends. In doing that, though, I got to listen to your program with Colonel Don Grand Lepree, and I spoke to him personally. He gave out his number, and we're able to order one of his books, and spoke to him about three times. But I wonder if you might be able to try to get him back as soon as possible as a guest, because...
Okay, listen, I really appreciate your call, and I appreciate your support. If I don't move on, I won't get to any of these other calls, and I promise to just bang through them. In fact, I'm going to do that now, because I've just got to get to everybody. Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering if you could... I have two questions. If you could tell me why Ashcroft, it seems, from my understanding, was speaking on both sides of the coin, both... hiding information, which I didn't know about until this morning when you said it, and also, you know, saying that we would lose our liberties. Am I misunderstanding?
No. I mean, it was more in your face, more bald-faced lying than one of my favorite examples that we've played clips of, Rumsfeld saying, there's weapons of mass destruction, we know right where they are, they're into Crete hundreds of times, and then saying right after they didn't find them, I never said that, it's a conspiracy theory, it's an urban legend on Face the Nation and, you know, 20 other programs. He was out there doing the rounds. But with the case with Ashcroft, 2 months after it was introduced, we had the legislative enrollment form introduced by the Justice Department through the Speaker, Dennis Hastert, from the Library of Congress. We got the legislative enrollment form, we got the introduced bill. And then 2 months later, he's up there in front of the Senate committee saying, there is no new Patriot Act 2. There is no new terrorism legislation, period. Anybody that says it is talking about phantoms of lost liberty. This is a paraphrase, but that's what he said. He's talking about phantoms of lost liberty. It's a conspiracy theory. They're aiding terrorists, and those that tell these lies will lose their liberties. And we have about 2 minutes of his testimony saying that in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I believe that clip's for free up on the website. So yeah, that's what he's doing. That's why I want to go back over Patriot Act 2 now that they passed pieces of, so people are calling this new one, this new, quote, reauthorization of the old Patriot Act, the sunsets of Trojan Horse, all the key provisions, 213, 215, 802, and many others, are not sunsetted in the first Patriot Act. Some little tertiary things are sunsetted. So when you hear Bush say reauthorize and strengthen, that means all of Patriot Act 2 they didn't get, and now even more horrible stuff.
So what specifically do you think that means will lose their liberties?
Well, I mean, it's a threat to those. They're always talking to three or four different audiences. Thanks for the call, Jason. They're always talking to the totally dumbed-down public that doesn't even watch television, might hear the news out of the corner of their ear when they're walking through the shopping mall. And then they're talking to the groups that might watch a little bit of TV news, might read one or two news articles a day when they're drinking coffee, in their 15-minute break at 10:15 a.m., at the office. And then there's the other types of people who think they're informed, they're a conservative or they're a liberal, and why they read lots of news articles, and why they're fighting the Republicans or they're fighting the Democrats. And then you got the other group that really knows what's going on, understands the false system, knows the theater that we're being given by the New World Order. And so they will speak to all those groups at once in their speeches. And then they'll have little threats and ways to terrorize those of us in the know right out in plain view, as I said earlier. Let's go ahead. And I'm going to go into Patriot Act 2 later because it's in a secret Senate Intelligence Committee right now. I'm trying to repass it without any public hearings. It's too important, you see, for security purposes. We can't let the public know because you might be with Al-Qaeda. But we're going to leave the borders wide open. Don in Texas. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, hi. Hey, yeah. Hey, you did a good job on that Sam and Bob show, by the way, the other day. You countered all their BS.
Yeah, that was yesterday morning. I was on KVET Radio, the number one talk show host.
Oh, that was day before. Yeah. I guess I have a time lag.
That was yesterday morning, yeah.
Yeah. And what I was going to say, I don't know if you have anybody on your staff that can read Spanish and speak Spanish pretty well.
Yeah, my wife speaks fluent Spanish.
Oh, yeah, right. She can speak Arabic, too, probably, and Hebrew and several things. You've mentioned that.
No, my wife can't speak Arabic or Hebrew. She can speak fluent. She has a degree in French.
Oh, yeah.
She can speak fluent Italian. She can speak some of the Norwegian languages, some of the northern languages, because she lived there for a few years.
Is that right?
And she can speak fluent Spanish because she lived in Spain for about 5 years. Yeah, her dad was an agriculture department I guess you call it bureaucrat or a diplomat, pretty high-level diplomat in several administrations for the agriculture department. And so she lived, by the time she was about 7 until 18 in Europe. And then she went back, she went to UT and then went and got another degree in France at a French university. So she what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, anyway, I have a whole, several huge box fulls of Spanish incendiary and manipulative periodicals that are put out on a weekly basis, even here in Austin, and I could drop them off to you. I've met two or three of your people. The guy that used to do your carpenter work up at Waco and so forth, I forgot his name. I can't cough his name up.
Well, sir, I'm fully aware of all those newsstands and those Mexican publications, and, yeah, there's a lot of La Reconquista stuff in it, Don.
It's a lot of fabrication and lies in them, and also... are you familiar? Have you ever checked into the Babylonian and Sumerian texts that were defiled, messed up when they first, the museums that were smashed and looted in Iraq? They weren't doing it to get gold and pieces of money or anything like that. They were trying to destroy some chronology there.
Well, I know that they did loot them and some very rare things worth hundreds of millions of dollars of.
Well, it's irreplaceable. It's not so much. It's not so much the treasure. It's some of it that depicts ancient information.
Well, that's a little bit above my pay grade, but thanks for the call, Don. Send me some info on it. Nathan in Texas. Nathan, go ahead. Hello, Nathan.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I hate to belabor the point about the illegal immigration thing, but for people that don't live in this country or who live in a state that does not have the problem, they need to understand that it starts with education, ESL, English as a second language, and it moves up to the healthcare system, and people get free healthcare, and they say we don't have socialized healthcare in this country, but we sure do.
I've called help phone numbers for customer service, and first it's in Spanish a lot of times, and a lot of cities and counties do that. But now they got to fly the Mexican flag in Medford, Oregon, above the American flag. I mean, this is our government wants this. They're doing this on purpose.
I'll take it a step further. I know someone who was in a drunk driving-related accident. He is a Mexican. He is from Mexico. He does not have citizenship here. he had a terrible injury, and they paid for everything. The government did.
Sir, I mean, I have a friend who has Crohn's disease, and he had to go back to New York, and his family's paying for it, though they're not wealthy. They're school teachers. His parents are. And they would not help him, even though he wanted to pay for as much of it as he could. But illegal aliens, they admitted, yeah, we're told to just pay them. And Bush openly last week said the feds are going to pay the states to do this. They get more health care. They get more everything, free housing. That was yesterday.
It's not just that. It goes to the courts. If you go to a county court, a criminal court, and you look at how many people are being charged with DWI and with other crimes, half of them are illegals. And
it's designed to drive down the wages and balkanize the country. Listen, there was an article last year, I keep going back to it, 400,000 violent felons in Texas prisons in 1 year and jails were ordered released by the cities, and they were all illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico, but a lot of them were Russians and others. They are first-class citizens. They have set it up to bring all of them here they can to destroy this country. And you heard three congressmen in the last week say it. You've heard the head of the Border Patrol Union say it. You heard Glenn Spencer say it. I mean, this is not a joke, folks.
No.
Reuters yesterday said they're getting rid of the borders, Pan-American Union. I mean, and it said the CFR's put out the report. I mean, this is out in the open.
Let me just finish with some graffiti that I have found on the east side of Austin, Texas. Texas S. Nuestro. Texas is ours. That's what they're putting up on the walls in huge block letters.
Sir, I know. I mean, to go mountain biking, I go on the hike and bike trail. There's some trails that go off, and I see the graffiti. I see official city giant monuments that say that. I mean, it is, again, the government funding all of it. And our mayor, Gus Garcia, a few years ago, well, I'll tell you what he did before he left office. I mean, I've got it on video. All right, thanks for the call. Great points, Nathan. Chris in Illinois and others, your calls are up next. Continuing with your calls right here on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communication Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to continue taking your calls into the next hour and throughout the broadcast today. I will spend the last 30 minutes getting into the structure of the New World Order and what their goals are and how they operate and what their driving ideology and philosophy is. But after I take about five more calls into the next hour, then I'm going to spend some time on the Patriot Act 2 and a bunch of the current news, including the Mexican flag above the American flag. Folks, they think they've got it bad in Medford, Oregon. Again, San Antonio Express News. The series was first back in 1998. It was like I keep saying a five-part series. It was a 10-part series actually telling us how it was pretty good. Well, the reason for it. The first town was El Cenizo. Back in the mid-90s, it flies the Mexican flag, town of about 20,000 there in the little county. And no English is allowed to be spoken in court. That is a rule. And the Mexican flag flies. The American flag doesn't even fly. I've got to go down to El Cenizo and show that on video. I'll never forget that photo on the front page of the San Antonio Express News. They had a big series where they started out saying it was bad. By the end of the 10-part series, I remember I read most of the 10-part series on air. It was like, oh, it's good, you know. Well, Mayor Gus Garcia, and again, I don't care if we have mayors that are black, white, purple, green, polka-dotted with, you know, pig's wings flapping around. I mean, I don't care if we have Eskimos, you know, Inuits as our mayors or whatever, as long as they love America. I don't care. Again, my best friend's Hispanic. And most Hispanics aren't like this, but Mayor Gus Garcia, another one of these Mecha La Reconquistas, I've got it on video, where before he left office about 3 or 4 years ago, he gets up there, and they had a proclamation for Mecha, and he read this God race proclamation, and they had these people dressed up like Aztecs, out in the audience, and it was how they were the superior supreme race. I mean, folks, this is unacceptable. Bottom line. And, man, I've got that video. I've aired it on TV several times. I know one of my friends, Steve Masons, is the person that taped it off TV because the city's on cable. I was trying to find that tape last week, digging around the office. I have just so many, literally thousands of tapes. But I want to load that onto the web and show that to you. I mean, this is just, I want to make a film about this. There's so many issues I want to make films about, though. Chris in Illinois. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was I want to get this out in the open, out over with, because me and my friend were discussing it, and I don't think so, but I went to your Sacred Cow Productions website.
That's not my website, sir.
Okay, well, your name and your face was like on it.
Yeah, no, he's taken my TV show and put it on. I think that's great. They're about, I don't know, I've probably seen 500 websites that have got my video. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I mean, I know Kevin Booth. He's a friend of mine.
They produced your video.
No, Kevin went to New York with me to shoot camera, and he did pay for some of the expenses, so yes, he got a production credit.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing about it is their symbol, when I went there, it was a cow's head, and it totally looked like a pentagram. I mean,
all right, sir. Listen, I appreciate your call. Sacred cow, breaking sacred cows, breaking the sacred cows of criticizing the government, of criticizing the drug war, things of that nature. And you know, my symbol is not a cow, sir. It's a Brahma bull. Is what it is. In fact, I even have a Brahma bull that one of my dad's patients gave me when I was about 15. I still got it. It's in the yard, little ceramic Brahma bull, and it is not anything evil. But no, I'm sure you've heard the term sacred cow, you know, breaking sacred cows. It's a sacred cow to say the government carried out 9/11. It's a taboo. So, you know, I thought about having a website, you know, along those lines, you know, taboo government, the subjects that are taboo. Don't talk about the Federal Reserve. Don't talk about that's a sacred cow of the mainstream media. Not anymore, though. I mean, they have CNN pieces about how great the Bilderberg Group is and how they want world government. That's a major sacred cow or taboo. So, you know, when I made my 9/11 emergency release film, when I said New World Order, I played a big pyramid blue screen behind me, and people said, oh, that's Secret Illuminati. No, it's not Secret Illuminati. I said New World Order and showed a pyramid. Yes, we're talking about the New World Order. Unbelievable. It's like somebody called me yesterday saying George Orwell's bad. I mean, no, George Orwell's good.
Introducing...